This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going to do a little more energy now, from the availability of power in Texas to the price of it in Alaska. Fuel prices in rural and often roadless Alaska are consistently high. This spring, fuel was cheaper out in the villages than it was in some of Alaska's biggest cities. But now that summer has settled in, that is changing. As Emily Schwing reports, barges are on their way out to already cash-strapped communities with the first fresh fuel deliveries of the year.
For most of the spring, people in Brevig Mission paid about $4.25 per gallon for gasoline. Elmer Seetot relies heavily on gas to power his boat to hunt marine mammals.
So we just got done doing a spring harvest, catching bearded seals and walrus. So that was a successful year for us.
Roughly 430 people live in Brevig Mission, 65 miles north of Nome on the Bering Sea coast. Now with summer in full swing, people need gas to hunt, fish, and pick berries so they can stock their freezers for the rest of the year.
We're just waiting for fishing right now.
A barge delivers fuel to Brevig Mission every summer after the sea ice goes out and again in the fall, before the Bering Sea freezes over. In June, Brevig Mission was still using gas delivered last fall. It was cheaper than on Alaska's road system. Seetot says he and his neighbors are filling up every gas can, barrel, and drum they can find with the cheaper fuel.
I think after in a few more months, whenever we get a barge, then that's we're going to be paying $6.50 gallons.
Crowley is the company that delivers 65 million gallons of gas to 300 rural communities in Alaska. Prices could fluctuate even after it's delivered in some villages. Crowley declined an interview but said fuel deliveries would move forward as planned this year. In Noatak, a village 70 miles north of the Arctic Circle, everything, including fuel, is delivered by airplane.
Some people pay like $1,000 to $1,400 a month for
electricity.
That's Lucy Hall, the tribal clerk for the village of Noatak. She was with her friend, 67-year-old elder Hannah Onalek.
Because we have to cover the fuel costs for the generators.
In Noatak, diesel powers the generators that keep the lights on. There are trees, but collecting firewood requires fuel, so diesel is also used for home heating. Onalek says the situation is dire.
Long ago, we had no electricity. We depended on the land, on the river for fish, and we bought our Coleman lights, you know, Coleman stoves. We lived on those. But now, nowadays, everything is what with electricity and all that. So it's very, very, very hard today.
In Noatak, residents say they saw an $18 per gallon price tag for gas in June. A 50-gallon drum of diesel costs over $800 and lasts roughly 2 weeks. In Alaska, winter is always coming. That's why people like Amber Vaska are scrambling to help before summer's end. Vaska is the executive director of Tribal Government and Client Services for Alaska's Tanana Chiefs Conference, a nonprofit corporation that provides support services to tribes in Alaska's interior region.
I think our people in rural Alaska is just going to be in a desperate situation because all of their commodities is going to, the price is going to just roar outrageously in the coming months.
Earlier this year, Alaska's state legislature did pass an energy relief payment for qualifying Alaskan residents. When the roughly $650 payments hit bank accounts hasn't been announced. And in rural villages, it's unclear how far that money will stretch when they do. In Anchorage, I'm Emily Schwing for Marketplace.